Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Greenpeace protests Chile native forest destruction. Greenpeace activists chained themselves to a Japanese ship docked in Chile this week to protest use of native tree species to make wood chips. The environmental protesters aim to prevent the Iramara Maru freighter from loading 452,000 cubic feet of wood chips made from prized species such as lingue, tepa, rauli, and oak found in temperate old-growth rainforests in southern Chile. Greenpeace accused Chilean timber firms of destructive harvesting of native forests that goes unpunished by the government. The Japanese cargo ship was at a private port owned by Chilean firm Forestal San Jose, located about 620 miles south of Santiago. It is inconceivable that the government permits our native forest to be destroyed, degraded, and threatened when its biological and ecological importance has been recognized worldwide, said Greenpeace activist Celia Surratt. Greenpeace urged timber companies operating in Chile to comply with the standards of the Forest Stewardship Council, an international body that certifies and classifies lumber and sets aside sustainable forestry management procedures. The Greenpeace activists said they would remain chained to the ship until the company publicly promises to stop harvesting native forests. And Greenpeace protests cutting of Russian forests. Greenpeace activists from Russia, Germany, and Austria held a rally in Arkhangelsk Monday protesting the cutting of last virgin forests of the European North. Having chained themselves to each other and thus forming a living chain, the environmentalists closed the entrances to the Shombal pulp and paper plant and spread a banner in Russian and English demanding that the destruction of the virgin forest be stopped. Greenpeace believes the administration of the Arkhangelsk region is pursuing an irresponsible and short-sighted policy, failing to pay attention to the barbaric methods used for cutting trees in these unique forests. Greenpeace suggested developing a system of measures aimed at preserving the valuable native forests of the northwest of Russia. If this is not done in a couple of decades, today's native forests will turn into gigantic plantations of birch brooms, said Greenpeace Russian coordinator Alexei Yaroshenko. And Greenpeace activists board a ship in London. Greenpeace activists boarded a container ship carrying African timber to London Monday as part of a campaign to pressure the British government into halting the import of wood from ancient rainforests. Five members of the environmental group climbed into the Roxanne Delmas in the Thames estuary and chained themselves to the stern door of the ship to stop it unloading its cargo of timber from Cameroon. Unless the United Kingdom and other European governments take action to stop imports like this one, then the last of the rainforests of Africa and the gorillas and chimpanzees who rely on them will be wiped out in our lifetime, a Greenpeace spokesperson said. Last week, Greenpeace activists invaded and occupied a British government building in protest at plans to use wood from African rainforests for replacement doors. The group called on the British government to end all imports of illegally and destructively logged wood from ancient forests. And Greenpeace strikes at Miami against the mahogany trade. Greenpeace activists boarded a ship containing Brazilian mahogany in the port of Miami last week as part of a campaign to pressure the U.S. government to halt illegal shipments of the valuable hardwood. The FBI arrested 14 protesters and a freelance photographer, Greenpeace said over the weekend. President Bush stopped illegal logging, read a sign displayed in Miami's main shipping channel by activists from the environmental group. Greenpeace said U.S. consumers are unwittingly contributing to the destruction of Brazil's Amazon jungle by buying products made from illegally logged mahogany trees. The Brazilian government has deemed this wood illegal, and yet the U.S. continues to allow it in, Greenpeace activist Scott Paul told Reuters by telephone as he was detained by a U.S. Coast Guard crew. As a result, U.S. consumers are unknowingly fueling the destruction of the Amazon. This last story was written by Jim Looney. And we thank the Reuters News Service and the Interfax News Service for these stories. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So compromise in the